SBS हिंदी।
First of all, thank you, Pallavi. I'm currently working on 3D printing. So what we are doing here is like we 3D print a scaffold or a design or a model. Later on, we just remove one material and then we just feed the heart cells on the material just for the application of cardiac patches application, which is like at present, there are like problems with the current treatments for treating patients with heart attack. So what happens is in the first approach, they used to inject the heart cells into the damaged location, but the heart cells doesn't stay put and they tend to migrate to some other location. So in the second approach, what they have done, the researchers have done is like they have used a cardiac patch and they placed over the damaged location. But in this case, the alignment of the cells, of the heart cells is quite important. It doesn't happen in case of the current cardiac patches. So my research mainly aims to get aligned heart cells just to be more effective cardiac patch so that we can fix this heart problems.
So basically, you are doing research not just in 3D printing, but 3D printing related to printing heart cells, if I'm understanding correctly.
It's like we are not printing the heart cells yet. So what we are doing is like we'll print a model and then we'll place the heart cells on the model. Later on, we'll use this heart cells loaded models as a cardiac patch. So that's because like in the first approach, you know, like as I said earlier, when the heart cells were just injected just like that, so it doesn't stay there in the damaged location. So in order to anchor the heart cells, we'll print some models using 3D printing and then we'll place the cells on this material.
So, wow.
Yeah. So it's like just kind of, you know, anchoring the cells on a material so that it'll just remain there. And regarding alignment, it's like, for example, if you're trying to give a handshake, like both the persons must give their hand in a proper way, right? Then only you can shake the hand properly. So if one hand is in one direction and another hand is in another direction, then definitely you can't do the handshake properly. So that happens with the heart cells as well. So they have to be, you know, aligned properly in order to beat together so that, you know, like it can help the damaged heart to work better. So getting the alignment, so that is the main target of my current research, where, you know, like we do some treatments and we do some post-processing of our material just to make sure the cells to align properly and beat together so that you can just rewire the heart.
Yes, sounds really, really interesting. Now, what I wanted to ask you is that, you know, this 3D printing, so what kind of material are you using, you know, to make this scaffold, as you're saying? Because this, from what I understand, is going to go in the heart so that those cells work properly, right?
Yeah. So the material which we are currently using is like generally polymeric material, and the material which we have chose, it has the stiffness range same as the native heart. So when the stiffness of the material which we use matches with the stiffness of the heart, then definitely the heart cells would be like much more happier to stay there on our material and to work more efficiently, just like a native, just like what happens in the native heart.
And what you're suggesting is that this is 3D printing. So you're actually going to get like a printout, like a 3D printout when this, you know, when this is applicable.
Yes, like first we'll 3D print only the material and then we'll place the heart cells on the material.
How soon do you think this application could come in the market for general use? I mean, is there a time frame or it's still quite early on in the research phase?
It's still quite early, I'll say. That's because, like, you know, generally any medical device which we are inventing or which we are, you know, developing, it takes a lot of time of testing. That's because it involves human as well. So as of now, we are in the initial stage. So we have plans to do some medical testing based on the international standards for medical device testing, which might take more time, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, Muthu, this sounds like a really fascinating area of work because it basically involves, I think, both engineering and biology. It's quite, sounds interesting but quite complex. Now, could you tell us how did you decide to get in this field and tell us about your journey?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I started as a biomedical engineer, bachelor's. So I did bachelor's in biomedical engineering in India. And then I got a master's by research degree in Malaysia. So it's also in biomedical engineering. So even my background is like it has a combination of biology and engineering. So I just thought of taking up this challenge when I came for a PhD here in Monash.
Yeah, and did you always think about doing research in this specific area where you're doing research, or is this something that came up later?
In the first place, I was planning to do some research on some medical device which is related to blood, so which links with the human body, and some implants or anything which we can just put in our body. But heart has been my core interest even since I'm small. Basically, my first ambition was to be a cardiologist, but later on, I just changed the track. So now I'm researching in an area which is on heart. So it really, really makes me happy. Makes me to feel happy.
Muthu, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Pallavi.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।